5:11:44, 5:11:45. This was the nation's precise time, which was generated less than 100 yards away by the U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. Precise time, synchronized to the millisecond, had been deemed an operational imperative by the Department of Defense, which had troops and bases in locations around the globe. 5:11:50, 5:11:51, 5:11:52. Our limousine was already accelerating out of the turn with an abrupt force that pushed me back into the soft leather seats. The clock was behind us in a flash, out of sight, but still marking time as it melted away. 5:11:58, 5:11:59, 5:12:00. The motorcade arched towards the southeast, down the side of the circle around the observatory, and we could see the lights of the official residence as they flashed through the leafless trees. I was happy to say goodbye to the house for a few days. Our departure meant that many of the naval enlisted aides who looked after us were free to spend their entire holiday with their families. The procession gained speed once we hit the parkway, and our motorcade escort nudged aside other travelers. The motorcade traced the southern edge of Washington, within sight of the monuments and public buildings, Arlington National